Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by Richard Danielpour and performances by baritone Thomas Hampson and the Nashville Symphony Orchestra conducted by Giancarlo Guerro. It's a beautifully recorded album that concerns itself with serious subject matter. Songs of Solitude, using the poetry of W.B. Yeats, was written as a response to 9/11, while War Songs, with poetry by Walt Whitman, was written for the Nashville Symphony Orchestra to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. The final piece, Toward the Splendid City, looks at the composer's love-hate relationship with his own hometown, New York City. That was from the opening prologue to Songs of Solitude with baritone Thomas Hampson and words by the great Irish poet William Butler Yeats. Yeats lived from 1865 till 1939, obviously well before the events of 9/11, yet at times his words sound like they could have been written for exactly that event. For example, the second of the six songs that makes up Songs of Solitude. It's titled Blood and the Moon and begins with the words, "Blessed be this place, more blessed still this tower." Actually, those were words that Yeats wrote as he dealt with his grief and disillusionment in the aftermath of World War I. I find the combination of Danielpour's music and Yeats's poetry not only moving, but sometimes terrifying. words that were written in the aftermath of World War I and set to music many decades later in reaction to our own unsettled age. In the poem The Second Coming, Yeats writes, "Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world, the blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity." Why do those words sound so contemporary, like they were written just yesterday? Put together with Daniel Poor's music, and they sound even more ominous. Besides the sheer beauty of Thomas Hampson's voice, one of the things that makes this recording so special is Richard Daniel Poor's understated but beautifully apt orchestral writing. The way he uses the orchestra adds weight to the words, but also punctuates them. Here is a bit of epilogue, a poem that begins with the words, "Between extremities man runs his course, a brand or flaming breath." And over a slow pulse, almost a heartbeat in the lower strings, Thomas Hampson sings the words and trades phrases with the solo oboe. Just as Yeats was profoundly affected by the destruction of World War I, poet Walt Whitman was greatly moved by his experiences during the American Civil War. Of writing music based on these poems, Richard Danyapour says, "Nowadays, we understand war basically through motion pictures and mass media, and we're shielded from truly understanding the hellish reality of war. War Songs is my effort to shine a light on the real brutality of war and the effect it has on those surviving the loss of loved ones." His settings of these Whitman poems has an enormous emotional range. For example, there's the tenderness of "Look Down, Fair Moon," tender despite the somewhat gruesome subject matter. And then there is the heart-wrenching setting of "Come Up From the Fields, Father," in which parents receive news of their injured son. In fact, the son is already dead as they read the letter from the military. And in the music, optimism gives way to deepest grief. You have been listening to music by Richard Daniapour, the wonderful singing of baritone Thomas Hampson, and the Nashville Symphony Orchestra conducted by Giancarlo Guerro. Once again, this podcast can only give you a taste of what this album is actually about. Both the performances and the music are well worth exploring. It's on the Naxos American Classics series, catalog number 8.559792, available at all fine music stores. To go out, here's the very end of Toward the Splendid City. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.